The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, ho. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free. Take us and get the podcast. Take us anywhere you go. It's free. Put it on your phone. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
You are back. You are back. Yep. How was the trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a little crazy in the beginning. I didn't think we had a lot of things, the universe telling us not to go, basically. A lot of hoops to jump through, but it was good.
Yeah, the weather was a big part of it. You left on Friday or Thursday or
Thursday.
Something like that, right?
Thursday.
Headed down to Texas. Lubbock, Texas, man. Well, I'm glad the trip went well and everything's fine with you. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Hey, Jamie, I've got an idea on something with Spadell.
What's that?
Well, maybe I should run this by you off air before I do it off air, okay? Yeah, I got an idea on something, though. Because, you know, you and I caught some crap yesterday.
Yeah.
Because people say that we're crude, rude, and clowns, right?
Oh, because we expect him to work?
Yeah.
So somehow that's on us.
Yeah. He had a bad day yesterday, Carson. You weren't here.
He was tired.
He had a bad day yesterday.
We asked him for audio, but he was tired.
Yes. And then it turned on BJ and Jamie on Texnado because Spadil was tired.
He was very tired.
Yes. And we need to back off a bit. So, you know what? I'll wait and run this by you off the air.
All right, fine.
Because you might not want to go along. And I don't want it to come across as we're picking on him again. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of over that, really. If they understood.
Well, then you're going to like my idea. You're going to like my idea then.
Right?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I am fantastic.
Yeah. Tuesday. Realize we're only 2 weeks from this Thursday, that is, from Thanksgiving?
I know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Man, and I got my plans all set.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing actually on Thanksgiving?
I'm giving in.
You're going?
You're Shut
having
up.
A, you're having a burrito? You're having a burrito.
A turkey burrito. Yes, I'm having burritos and tacos and tamales.
For Thanksgiving. Okay.
I'm a little disappointed, but it was just me left. Everybody was leaving me. Yeah. I have nobody here, and I'm not going to cook a big turkey for myself.
Right. Well, no, but then the whole family's coming in on Friday, right?
Yeah, they
All
are.
All your kids and everything?
The boys are coming in on Friday. So
with their
I'll
girlfriends?
Have to. Yes. Yeah. Well, one with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
One with a boyfriend, maybe.
Right. That's okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
have
know
you ever met his boyfriend?
No, I have never met any of the other dudes.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But he's lived out of state.
Oh, that's true.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
thought it was really sweet when you went to Gay Pride with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
He really is. But the other kid's bringing in his girlfriend, and so that will be cool.
And then the other one's bringing his, is he married? Oh, yeah, he is married.
Jared?
Yeah. And he's bringing that, what?
Yeah.
You're going to have a full house.
Allie and Kaylee. I got to remember the names. I'm bad with names. You know me?
I told somebody the Nancy story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bad with names. So
woman worked here for like 25 years with BJ.
Yeah.
And it was her last day. And he's like, I'm going to miss you so much, Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name's Jane.
So I've been practicing trying to remember my son's wife's name. It's tough.
It's important, yeah.
They live here.
I know. I know. It's just tough. It's okay. Tough. I got Allie, Kaylee, and then, I don't know, maybe Billy.
Just call him what I call my son's girlfriends.
What's that?
Sugar tits.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar tits one and two.
And two. Mm-hmm. Squared, yep. Yeah. It works.
Well, it's going to be one of those things,
yep,
folks.
Yay!
There's a big accident this morning, northbound on I-25. It's really got it backed up around 6th. Northbound I-25 around 6th, and it's backed up a long way, they say.
Really?
So it's a nasty
That's
little wreck.
That's not good for a Tuesday morning.
No. Not a way to go. Not a way to start the day. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show loaded up for Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. JT, he's been laying low lately, hasn't he?
Yep, he sure has. Yeah, I think he's actually on tour, though.
Is he?
Maybe he ended it. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if he is or not. I've not seen anything on the guy for
several months. Well,
he was
on tour.
Yeah.
After the DUI,
yeah, he did a couple of shows. I think he did Chicago or somewhere. There was something that was going to be. Oh, yesterday. Yesterday. Did you know yesterday was National Singles Day?
I did not.
National. Now, who put it on Veterans Day?
Yeah.
That's a dumb move.
I didn't know that was national. But you know what?
Veterans?
Every day there's some kind of stupid day.
Yeah.
National Pickle Day. National French Fry Day. I mean, I don't even keep up with it anymore.
Wow.
Well, no, don't you agree?
It is like, ridiculous.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every day there's a dumb day.
Yeah. I think National Singles, though, would have been a little bit more highlighted, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a big part of the population.
Well, I think everybody's concentrating on Veterans Day.
Yeah, Veterans Day. I don't know who put it on Veterans Day, but that was a dumb move. Did you see where that airliner got shot on?
I did, in
is
Haiti.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, Port-au-Prince.
You're about to let...
It's
I didn't
the
even
second
know
one.
Flew into there.
It's the second one.
Is that the second
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
No
kidding. There was a JetBlue as well.
All right, I've got the story here if you want to hear it. He got fired upon yesterday trying to land in Haiti.
Dozens of passengers are back in Florida, thankfully safe and sound this morning, after a Spirit Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Haiti was hit by gunfire while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. This was on Monday.
Well, of all the things, right? Several U.S. airlines are now suspending flights to the Caribbean island. JetBlue also reporting now that one of their planes appears to have been struck by gunfire as well. Following an inspection late last night, video appears to show where gunfire struck the cabin of that Spirit Airlines flight as it was about to land at Haiti's Port-au-Prince airport Monday morning.
Man, it looked like that they'd been fired upon with a machine gun. There were bullet holes everywhere.
There were a lot. That was crazy.
Yep.
It was nuts.
I mean, you're in an airplane and you're about to land, and all of a sudden these shots ring out and bullets are coming through the airplane.
But who goes to Port-au-Prince anyway, though? I'm trying to figure out, like, who's that clientele that decides to land there?
That is a weird flight, yeah.
I'm with you.
I would never go there.
Like, we fly into Haiti?
No, thank you.
Then you've got American Airlines and some of the other airlines that have actually canceled all their flights, as he said there in that report. There was a flight that landed yesterday at DIA. Did you see the front end of that plane?
I did not, man.
The nose, happening? I have no idea. You know the cone nose is smashed completely in.
What did it hit?
I think it's a bird.
Oh.
Must have been a big bird.
Very
That's
big.
A really
Maybe
big bird.
Maybe it was Big Bird.
Maybe it was Big Bird.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Okay, good.
Yep. There you go, folks. I'm going to catch you up to date on all the news out there.
No, I feel like you have all the aeronautical talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got all buttoned up.
Yeah. I love airplane stories.
Oh,
I really
do.
I like the fights on the airplanes. Mm-hmm. I like
that nose is squished. I'm just looking at the plane.
It landed yesterday. Where'd it come from, Schmidl? Where did it originate?
Airbus, Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Somebody smashed in the nose of this thing. And they have no idea what happened.
Nuts. I don't know what else to tell you. I feel like we've circled that one.
All right, it's all yours.
I'm just saying. All right, well, speaking of National Singles Day, I do have something to tell you about that. So yesterday they came out with the report, and this is going to be shocking to everybody. And that is did you know that single people are much happier than people in horrible marriages. What?
Duh. Well, what about people that are just completely married that are...
No, they're happier. So happily married people are happier than single people, but single people are happier than people in unhappy marriages. I don't know how they came up with this study.
Man, I'll bet you that study cost us at least $3 million.
Right? Yeah. It's great. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, how'd they get that? They thought of, I mean, have you ever been, well... I was going to say, have you ever been around unhappily married people? But then I realized.
No, me, no, never been. Never been.
And then I realized.
Nope. Don't know one. I don't know one.
So I actually have a couple of friends, that they'll fight in front of us. Like most people take it home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll bicker a little bit, but then you'll bring it down because you're with people.
Yeah.
But they full out like have disagreements in front of us.
That's so awkward.
I hate it.
Taking it to a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now you can't contain it.
Well, now I'm involved.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, why are you involving me?
When you openly do it in public, then there's a situation going
and
on.
You're like, oh my God, she's so bitchy to him.
And then it ruins the entire night that everyone's having.
And then we have one friend, and she has a horrible husband. I mean, he's the meanest person on the planet to her, and he does it outright to her. He'll hold his ears while he's driving, and I go, what's going on? And he's like, her voice is so annoying.
Oh my God.
Like, what a dick. Oh my God, what a horrible human.
You need to get out of that right now.
Like right now, get out of that marriage. Like who holds, imagine you're driving with Lisa, I'm in the back seat, right, with my friend.
Yeah.
You're holding one ear, and I was like, is your ear hurting? No, she's just annoying. Her voice is annoying.
That's extremely disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
I mean, all right, I can see where you get, I've been in a situation before where I'm like, okay, just stop, and put my hands up to my ears.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're alone.
Right.
You're alone in your own house. You're not out in public. You're not in a grocery store or a restaurant.
But doing it in front of me.
But doing it with somebody in the back seat, you know, that's friends or whatever. Yeah, that's beyond. That's a disrespect.
Yeah. I was like, oh
on a different
my
level.
God, why would you ever stay with that human?
Yeah. Blech.
Anyway, that was my story.
Well, that's a great story. Imagine that. Single people are happier than people that are miserable in a marriage. Breaking news.
Right?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! I think this is kind of sad, and then we'll get to some tabloid trash. The 80,000 pounds of butter has been recalled from Costco just because on the back of it and the ingredients, it doesn't say contains milk.
No. Yeah, if you had an allergy or something with milk, you would think that you wouldn't get butter, but
well,
I guess
no,
they make butter
is,
now.
But my point is this, is like somebody's like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to type that. In the preview, like, why did I send it? Oh my, you know, he's missing his job now. He or she, they're fired for sure. 80,000 pounds of butter just because of one little word.
Whoa.
Milk. Oh God. Like, sorry, Bob, you got to go.
But they recalled it because of the people with allergies, right?
Correct, yeah. Still, is it, I mean...
What's that called? Lactose?
Intolerant, yeah.
Intolerant?
Okay, let's see here. Let's get to Yellowstone, okay? Because now we have Carson here. He's a humongous Yellowstone fan. And the fact that Kevin Costner didn't know from even any of his castmates, his former castmates, how he dies is really interesting to me.
I can't believe it didn't get leaked to him.
I know. And it sounds like then he's still not friends with any of the castmates, right?
No, I feel like this was very like a hostile situation.
Yeah.
The producers and even, like you said, some of his castmates didn't even like him after this whole thing went down.
Obviously, because they didn't tell him. So here is what Kevin Costner had to say. Spoiler alert, by the way.
No, I found out about it this morning, actually.
Okay, so you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
But did you know how they were going to deal with it?
No, I didn't. That's their business, you know. I gave it 5 seasons, you know, a couple times talked. I didn't know I was going to even do it that long. There was a couple times where I talked about possible endings for myself.
I can't imagine that was one of them.
I had come up with 2 possible endings back when I... it wasn't going to go as long as it did go.
But you're not displeased. You're okay with how they dealt with your character.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it. It's a suicide. So that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say this. All right, I'll carry the laboring oar. It's not what I would have hoped for Governor Dutton. Dutton never struck me as a suicide
kind of guy.
Well, they're
pretty smart people. Maybe it's a red herring. Who knows? They're very good, and they'll figure that out.
He doesn't sound upset, though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, he's like...
Matter of fact.
I think he just doesn't care. I think he's had such an out with this show that he just doesn't care. He just moved on.
So, Carson, you saw it.
Yeah, it was the most... it was uneventful. It was all this hype and all this... I mean, John Dutton... I just expected a little bit... I don't know what I expected, but I expected more than that.
More dramatic.
Like he took off. He was going somewhere in his helicopter, and it just exploded.
See, I thought the helicopter was going to crash too.
Like, because we've been through all 5 seasons. We've been through all these crazy fight scenes, and he's made it through thick and thin. And now, just to have this.
Well, I agree with Kevin Costner. It's a circle around to something deeper.
Oh yeah,
that's
doubt. But I was so mad I turned that set off.
A lot of
I didn't
people
even
did.
Watch after that. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna come back to this later.
Yeah, I think they lost a big audience. I really do.
Oh my God, not Pete. They didn't.
No.
Powerball Pete. What, he called you last night?
He texted me yesterday. He's like, "Are you home?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I called him. What do you need? You need something? Like, I thought, like, he was in trouble or, I don't know, he needed something urgent.
He's in jail.
No, he's like, so what's the deal with this Yellowstone? How do I watch it?
Hey, I can't find Yellowstone, and I need to watch it now.
So I had to walk him through. He's like, so what episode are they on? Is it episode 9? I was like, oh, my God.
If you've got that many questions, you don't need to be watching.
Yeah.
you just need to give up. I'm surprised that you suicide. Suicide
wait,
is such
I have a question, though. So where'd you get... Hold on just a second. But where'd you get him to?
I talked him into where he could stream it, so we figured that out. And then he was like, okay, thank you. And then he texts me later on in the day. He's like, I'm just going to start over at season 5 so I can actually remember everything that happened. Just don't get old, Carson. Okay.
He's so weird and random, isn't he?
Yeah.
Thanks for the information.
Anyway, going back to you. Sorry.
No, I'm just surprised that you suicide. It's such a serious topic in the country. And, you know, like he says like Carson said, there's nothing throughout the show that I've heard that even he had a tendency to commit suicide. It's just out of the blue. And people are very upset over this.
Oh, my God. Are you guys kidding me? You just ruined it for me. I said spoiler
Look,
alert.
You've had
I said
3 days.
And I said spoiler alert. I said those words.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shut up, Carson. The Yellowstone episode was fantastic.
Well, I turned it off, so I'll get back to it later. I'm just a little mad right now.
I feel bad about something because I watched a little bit of it, of the brand new season, just a little bit. And I feel really bad and want to apologize to my friend Joel.
For what?
Well, remember when he said, you're a lot like Beth, and I went ballistic?
Yeah, lost it on him.
I mean, like, lost it on him because I watched the first episode, and all Beth's doing is stooping everybody, right? She's a stoopster. And I watched it, and I flipped out on him, and I was like, what the hell? Like, she's a whore. How do I remind you, Beth? And I just went, I mean, like, literally ballistic on him, and like, I don't want to ever see you again, blah, blah, blah. You know, Jamie, like, goes over the top with yeah. everything. Yeah. And so now I watched the new season. I watched a little bit. I was like, that was really the biggest compliment I could have ever received.
She really is a badass.
Right? Like, she is awesome. And I, like, tore this Joel guy to bits. And really, I should have been like, oh, my God, thank yeah. you. She's such a badass. And I didn't, well, he's gone now, but. Yeah. Everybody, if you see a guy named Joel, tell him I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Yeah, so everybody's talking about that. Let's see here. He was murdered, but it was staged to look like suicide. It wasn't suicide. It was murder. But you'll find out, Carson.
Well, oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
I just need time to process and calm down a little bit.
That would have been a great way to do it, though. Now, I don't watch Yellowstone, but I would think that he would be somehow, a bullet would come from nowhere and take him out, and you would just have that suspense of not knowing who did it. You know, kind of like who shot JR back in the day?
Yeah.
Something like that, but I don't know.
You're dumb, Carson.
Why am I dumb?
I mean, I'm not saying that. Somebody just texted that.
Yeah. Now,
I'm sorry I didn't finish the episode, but I was a little mad.
Everything I read was suicide. Everything I
no,
read.
No, I read that it's a cover-up, too. I did read
Maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't I read mean, enough.
That, yeah.
That would make sense because there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened on season 5, part 1 that would lead me to believe that someone took him out.
Yeah. And she's such a great actress. Again, sorry. But she is a great actress. Like that part where he comes over and it's like, what happened? And she's like, and he's like saying, man. And do you know what people are saying? His name is Rip, correct?
Rip, yes.
That is with her?
Yes.
With Beth? They're saying that American women are in love with Rip. Like, you didn't see this coming, but American women like have fallen in love with Rip because he literally represents the all-American male. Like he stands by Beth's side no matter what, even when she's a psycho.
Even when she's crazy. Yeah,
yeah, he like stands by her side and calms her down and tells her she's going to be okay. And what wife has that? Nobody.
And not that, in my neighborhood.
And that even when she's like ballistically psycho, he just calms her down. And that he, you know, obviously he can ride a horse like nobody's business. And he can fix stuff, and he's just like all American male, and every woman wishes their husband was Rip.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got a lot to live up to.
And he's got that beard.
That's why I don't watch.
Love the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Why watch the competition?
I mean, he is a lot. And he's oddly appealing. You know, like if I saw him just hanging out, I wouldn't find him appealing. But in the show, he's like hot. I don't know why he becomes hot in the show, but he does. Because in everyday life, if you saw him at McDonald's, you'd be like, there's a guy over there, but you wouldn't look twice at him. But now you're like, damn, get on that horse, boy. Okay, sorry. That was creepy. Totally creepy. So sorry about that. This is sweet. Did you guys see that Britney Spears reconnected with her 18-year-old son? But we heard that before, and then that was not true.
Yeah, so I don't know what to believe with this
whole
either.
Thing. Because remember, we read that about, I don't know, a couple months ago, and then we found out that she didn't. So, but they're saying for sure she has this time. I don't know. He's 18 years old. His name is Jaden. Is he the one that can play the piano really well? Anyway, and so they have made amends, I guess, and they're hanging out. So that'll be good for her mental health, right?
Should be.
Yeah. And then in the other child, Kourtney Kardashian, her oldest son has moved out of the house and now is living with Scott Disick. Weird. You know?
Yeah, we haven't heard from Scott in a long time.
No, we haven't.
I don't know where he's what
else
he's up to.
We haven't heard from is the sock seller.
Uh-uh.
What's his name?
Rob.
Rob. Where's Rob?
Yeah, I don't know. Have no idea.
I haven't seen Rob either. All right. I don't have anything else right now. I mean, I have a lot, but I feel like I've taken up too much time. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.